Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf joined by Eagles cornerback Nnamdi Asomugha. And Nnamdi, obviously a busy bye week here at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles make the decision to go with Todd Bowles at defensive coordinator instead of Juan Castillo. Tell us, first of all, what your reaction was when you found out.
I would say that I was pretty shocked. I didn't know that anything was going to happen. But being in the league as long as I've been, I think you shouldn't get surprised when things like that happen. But that one kind of shocked me a little bit at first when I heard. But hearing that Todd was taking over, I know that it's somebody that's already been in the program, so we're not starting all over, you know.
Now, we've talked about Todd in the context of The Wire before, but tell us about what Todd is like. You know, he's been coaching you. What does he bring to the defense?
You know, we've all talked about it, you know, over the last couple of days. I think the one thing we love about him is just the fact that he's so grounded, you know, and he's never getting too high or too low. And he always feels like there's a solution to every problem. We can get out of everything. He always feels like he has the right answer. So that confidence and that calm nature that he has, I think that helps a lot.
Now, I wouldn't expect you to tell us schematically what is different about the defense. We don't want to, you know, I know we have a lot of people in Atlanta watching to find out if they can steal any information, but do you notice differences schematically already?
The difference that we're getting right now is in the personality and how he's calling certain plays and the times that he's calling the plays. And you know, it's not necessarily is he doing something different or the same. It's more so at what point is he calling this play and is it at the right time and stuff like that.
Yeah, one of the things the guys in the locker room have talked about is unpredictability as something that you guys want to have here moving forward.
Yeah, he's into that. He's into, you know, just us not showing our hand a lot and so that the offense doesn't have a beat on what we're doing. So just keeping it going. And we've progressed, you know, so much as a defense throughout the year, even dating back to when we first started. So just keeping that going and just trying to keep us on the positive swing.
Now this week, obviously a big game at home. The Atlanta Falcons come in. Another pair of good receivers here, Roddy White and Julio Jones.
Every week it seems like we talk about this.
Now I know last week's loss, it was festering over the bye week. I'm sure that was serving as extra motivation, not that you guys need it, but how important is this game on Sunday, and what do the Falcons bring to the table here?
I mean, it's a big game, you know, undefeated. Anytime you're playing against a team that's undefeated and everybody's saying is the best and, you know, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, that's your opportunity to go in and show them who you are and show them what type of team you have. So definitely a big game for us. And, yeah, they have threats at wide receiver, at tight end, at running back, their quarterback. So it's a pretty loaded offense. You watch them on film and you know why they're 6-0. They've got a good team, definitely on the offensive side of the ball. But we've got some good things for them, so we're pretty confident, too.
And you played them last year. That was a tough loss, but you did get your first interception as an Eagle.
First pick.
Covering Tony Gonzalez, right?
Yeah. First pick. Yeah, we were in some, I can't remember what the coverage was, but I think it was more like a zone or something like that. But I was able to get one off Matt, so hoping to double that up.
All right, well, let's move on to the other big part of this segment here, Bird on a Wire. And Nnamdi, this is a big one. We have decided that because we had a bye last week, the fans were clamoring for it, they couldn't get it. So we're going to reward them with maybe the heaviest hitter of them all.
Yeah.
It's close. But if you ask people who like The Wire, who their favorite character was, many times you're going to hear Omar.
You'll hear
and
Omar.
So we are going with Omar.
We're going with Omar.
So take us through how we decided this one. You know, there's a few key tenets to Omar's character. First of all, a man must have a code.
Absolutely. A man must have a code. I think his reputation is another thing. It precedes him, so that's going to be a big deal when finding out who the player is. Likes to whistle down the hallways. this one was a big deal, but I think we got the right match.
I think we do. And that, of course, is number 7, Michael Vick. Now, you talked about reputation preceding him. It does seem like throughout the league, Mike has sort of a reputation as one of You know, guys talk about when they were young, growing up, they would watch Michael Vick play.
Yeah,
things
absolutely.
That he could do. Does it feel like in the locker room that he is sort of a bit of a different aura about him?
Absolutely. And, you know, guys, rookies say it all the time, too, when they come, even veterans, when they come in. Since I've been here, it's like, oh, wow, that's Vick, you know. Even at the All-Star games, you would see guys like, oh, Michael Vick, you know, stuff like that. So definitely has a reputation being one of the most dynamic players in the sport, you know, for some time now.
Now, we talk about sometimes Vick is getting out of these slippery situations. You know, he finds ways to get out of rushes that nobody else can. Omar is always finding.
First of all, you know, Omar's always getting out of these times when you think that it's done for him. You know, he gets out of the situation, and it's kind of like Vick. Every play is, he keeps plays alive no matter what. There could be three guys on him, and then you see him squirt out the side. So, you know, that's.
And everybody is always gunning for Michael Vick.
That's true.
Just like Omar.
That's true. Absolutely. Everybody's after him.
But speaking of the man must have a code thing, I think we were talking about Mike, you know. He's not going to slide. That's part of his code. He plays the game the Michael Vick way.
That's right. That's true. Yeah, he's it. You know, there. You might tell him, you know, this is the best way. This is that. He knows what's the best way to play for him. And if that's taking off and running when he sees daylight, he's going to take off and run rather than stay back there and throw it if he can get the first down. So, absolutely.
All right. You want to hit him with our Omar trivia?
What is the Omar trivia this week?
Let's go with what is Omar's favorite food, at least from what we can tell, his favorite thing to eat.
Okay.
All right, so hit us at Eagles
Insider. I have a bonus.
Bird on a Wire.
I have a bonus. What song is Omar always whistling?
That's easy.
That's easy. That'll be the topping on it. So give us those two answers.
Hashtag Bird on a Wire, at Eagles Insider. And we're going to give you a big prize for this one.
Yep, a huge prize just because it's Omar.
All right. Well, Nnamdi Asamoah, Bo Wolf, Bird on a Wire. Omar Little is Michael Vick. Oh, indeed.